Blog Talk Radio. Praise God, praise God. Good evening, everyone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is Pastor Ilona Waters of True Vine International Church. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank and I praise the Lord for another opportunity to come before you one more time. Praise the Lord. I give honor unto the Spirit of God, unto my overseer, Apostle Carolyn McNeil, and Pastor Matthew McNeil. Praise God. I thank and I praise the Lord for them. Hallelujah. I praise God for that song, Believe For It. Hallelujah. Praise God. Whatever, praise God, you're going through, whatever you got to face, believe that God is going to bring you out. Hallelujah. I thank and I praise the Lord. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Trust and believe the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, for this day. We thank you and praise you, God, because you kept us all day long. We thank you and we praise you, Lord, for your goodness, for your mercy on today. We thank you and praise you, God, for your strength on today. We thank you and praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord, for how you are moving by your Spirit. Father, we give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Lord, bless each and every one on the line tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, open up our minds, our hearts to receive your word tonight. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise you, God. Hallelujah. Let Ilona decrease and let your Holy Spirit increase in Jesus' name, Lord. Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank and praise the Lord for tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. I thank God because so many people, hallelujah, don't believe that prayer changes things. Hallelujah. But prayer, hallelujah, prayer does change things. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank and I praise the Lord because, praise God, sometime, praise God, you could be going through some hard times, hallelujah, and you can't see your way out, praise God, don't know how you're going to come out, but prayer, when you pray, it changes things, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm reminded of the scripture and St. Luke, the 18th chapter, the first verse, it said, men ought to always pray and not faint. Hallelujah. I want to read something here about prayer, praise God. It says, prayer isn't just about asking God for things. Asking God for things you need or desire. It's about establishing a relationship with him built on faith and trust in him. God knows the desires of our heart long before you even think about to ask, but he still loves to hear from you. Hallelujah. Whether you are asking for guidance or giving thanks because it draws you closer to him. Hallelujah. The Bible is full of people who were led to pray for a multitude of things we all still pray about today. Fear, anger, worry. That's why the Bible is full of the verses about strength and about hope. But for those dark days when you are questioning just how effective prayer really is, the Word of God will motivate you to get down on your knees and communicate with the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. A lot of people don't believe that prayer changes things, but you go through some hard times. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And you can't see your way out. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the only one that can help you is God. You will get on your knees and you will cry out to him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because prayer does change things. Hallelujah. I thank and I praise the Lord because we're going to look at a few people where prayer did change things for them. Hallelujah. I thank and I praise him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to turn to Daniel. We're going to go to him first. Daniel, the 6th chapter. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It said, it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom and over those three presidents of whom Daniel was first, that the prince might give account unto them and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel. Now, hallelujah, they got together, hallelujah, because they wanted Daniel, praise God, hallelujah, praise God, to fall, hallelujah. And they all got together how they could make Daniel, hallelujah, praise God, fall, praise God, hallelujah. And how, praise God, the only way that they could come against Daniel was by him praying all the time. That's what they found something to fight against him with. Then said these men, I'm down on the fifth verse, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king, and thus unto him, King Darius, live forever. And all the presidents of the kingdom, the governors and the princes, the counselors and the captains have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing that it be not charged, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not. Wherefore, King Darius signed the writing and the decree. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before God as he did before time. Hallelujah. Praise God. Even though Daniel knew that this decree was signed and that it was against him, hallelujah, praise God, he still went and prayed three times a day. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because he did nothing come between him and God. Hallelujah. Because he believed whatever they had against him, that God would bring him out. Hallelujah. He knew that prayer would be what would change things. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah. We're going to go down to the 14th verse. It says, then the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased with himself and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Then these men assembled unto the king and said unto him, king, O king, now, O king, that the law of the Medes and the Persians is that no decree, not nor statute, which the king established may be changed. Then the king commanded, and they bought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The king was so displeased with himself when he realized what he had done. Praise God. But he told, praise God, to deliver Daniel. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den. And the king sealed it with his own signet, and with the signet of his lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace, and passed the night away fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. Hallelujah. He couldn't even rest. He couldn't even sleep, praise God. He didn't want to hear no music. Hallelujah. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste unto the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lions? Hallelujah. Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. Praise God. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth, that they have not hurt me. For as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Hallelujah. Prayer changed things for Daniel. Praise God. Hallelujah. The king signed that decree and they had to put Daniel in that lion's den, praise God, because Daniel had an excellent spirit in him and the love of God was in him and he prayed, praise God. Prayer changed things for Daniel. Hallelujah. God moved, hallelujah, and delivered him, praise God. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Let's look at another person, praise God, where prayer changed things for them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Go to the 38th chapter of Isaiah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Let's go down to let me see. Okay, we're going to start at the first verses. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death, and Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came unto him and said unto him, thus said the Lord, set thy house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then Hezekiah turned his face towards the wall and prayed unto the Lord and said, remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. Then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah, saying, go and say to Hezekiah, thus said the Lord, the God of Daniel, God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thy days, hallelujah, 15 years. Praise God. Now Hezekiah was sick unto death. Praise God. But when Hezekiah heard the Lord tell him to set his house in order, for he shall not live but die, praise God. And he turned his face to the wall and said, now, Lord, remember, hallelujah, now, hallelujah, beseech thee, how I have walked before thee, hallelujah, praise God. And the Lord had to let him know, I heard thy prayer and I saw thy tears, hallelujah, and I'm going to add 15 years to your life. But it was prayer that changed it for Hezekiah, hallelujah, because prayer changes things, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Those of you that don't believe that prayer changes things, praise God, it does, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is the only one that can deliver you, praise God. He is the only one that can bring you out, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. We thank and praise the Lord, hallelujah. We want to go to another person, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We're going to go to Acts the 16th chapter, hallelujah, and we're going to read, let me see, it says, let me see, where am I at? I lost my place. Okay. It says, I'm starting the 22nd verse. It says, and the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrate rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them, And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. And who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fasten in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison was shaken, and immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awakening out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drawled out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all saved." Then he called for a light and sprung in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Praise God. And it was because of prayer that changed things. Hallelujah. For Paul and Silas, praise God. Prayed, and even for that prisoner keeper, praise God. Even for that jailer, it brought change in his life. Hallelujah. Prayer changes things. Hallelujah. Prayer does it. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank and praise God. Hallelujah. And one more person, we're going to see what prayer did for them. Hallelujah. Over in Acts 12. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank and praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to start at verse 7. Hallelujah. Said, "And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, Arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, Gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he said unto him, Cast thy garment about thee and follow me. And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. When they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, Now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectations of the people of the Jews. And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken him, named Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. And they said unto her, Thou art mad. But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. Then said they, It is his angel. But Peter continued knocking, and when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sometimes God moves so quickly that it surprises us. Praise God. Now, they were all gathered together praying for Peter to be released from prison. And when God did it and he came and stood at the door, they couldn't believe it, how fast God had moved. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. God just wants us to know, praise God, that if we would pray, hallelujah, that he would move, praise God. If we would just, hallelujah, pray, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah. In Second Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people, which were called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. God is saying, if we would just obey him and do his will, praise God, hallelujah, that he would hear our prayers, praise God, and that he would deliver, hallelujah. But praise God, the Lord wants us to pray, hallelujah. He wants us to call unto him. Jeremiah 33:3 says, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But only way that God is going to show us these things is if we would pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We would just pray. If we would just humble ourselves, hallelujah, and pray unto the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord wants us, praise God, to know, hallelujah, that prayer does change things. If we would just humble ourselves and pray. Hallelujah. Philippians 4:4-5 says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. Amen. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Hallelujah. It's by prayer that God will bring us out. It's by prayer that God will answer us. Hallelujah. But we have to humble ourselves and pray. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If we would just believe the Lord. Hallelujah. A lot of people think that Chronicles 7:14 is a rebuke. It's not a rebuke. Hallelujah. But the Lord is just asking us to obey him. He's just asking us if we would just obey him, if we would just humble ourselves, hallelujah, and seek his face and turn from our wicked way, turn from the way that we want to go. Hallelujah. Instead of going the way the Lord wants us to go, a lot of us try to go our own way, try to do our own thing. But God, hallelujah, wants us to obey him and to go his way. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Mark 11:24 says, therefore, I tell you, whatsoever ye ask in prayer before, hallelujah, believe that ye have received it, and it will be yours. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Lord just wants us, praise God. He said, whatever we ask in prayer, we have to believe that we have received it, and it will be ours. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because prayer changes things. If we would just pray, hallelujah, praise the Lord. The saints of God aren't praying like they used to pray. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Galatians 4:12 says, hallelujah. Continue. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. We have to be constantly in prayer. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We have to pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, because prayer is changing things. Hallelujah. Prayer is the one that's going to bring us out. Praise God. Prayer, hallelujah. When we pray to God, hallelujah, he hears us. Hallelujah. If we're praying out of a pure heart, hallelujah. If we're praying, hallelujah, and have no iniquity in our heart, hallelujah, the Lord hears us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The word of God says, Isaiah 55:6, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Hallelujah. Isaiah 55:8-9 says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, said the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. Hallelujah. Sometimes we think, hallelujah, praise God, praise the Lord. We think we know what God is thinking. How do we think that we know his thoughts? We don't know his thoughts. How do we don't know his ways? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. But if we would just go his way, hallelujah, stop trying to figure out what God is doing and just go his way, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When he speaks to you to do something, just do it, praise God, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thessalonians 5. Praise God. Thessalonians 16 and 17, it says, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and everything, hallelujah, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you, praise God. Pray without ceasing, hallelujah. I know sometimes, praise God, when you go through much, hallelujah, sometimes, praise God, the enemy will tell you, oh, you don't need to pray. Why are you praying? It's not going to get you anywhere, hallelujah. But praise God, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Don't stop praying. Don't cease from praying, praise God, hallelujah, because prayer changes things, hallelujah, because prayer changed things for Daniel, prayer changed things for Hezekiah, prayer changed things for Peter, and hallelujah, prayer changed things for Peter and Silas, praise God, prayer changes things, hallelujah. This is a time when we don't need to stop praying, but we need to pray and pray through, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. We need to stop depending on other people to pray for us, because sometimes God want to hear your voice, hallelujah. It's good to have somebody pray for you, but sometimes God want to hear your own voice, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Prayer changes things, hallelujah. Thank and praise the Lord for his word tonight, praise God. Thank and praise God for how he is moving by his spirit. I just thank and I praise the Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for his word on tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I praise God. Hallelujah. I just thank and I praise him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let us not forget that on tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., praise God. Hallelujah. Apostle Carolyn McNeil of Reign of Glory Revival Ministry will be doing morning prayer at 9 a.m. Hallelujah. And let us not forget on Sunday morning there will be morning service at Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. Hallelujah. Apostle Carolyn McNeil, how he will bring in the word forth. Hallelujah. 9 o'clock Sunday morning, praise God. God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let us not forget. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank and praise the Lord for this night. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God for his word. Hallelujah. We give God the glory. We give God the honor and the praise. Hallelujah. Let us remember, praise God, that prayer changes things. Hallelujah. Let us remember, hallelujah, men ought to always pray and not faint. Hallelujah. Pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. We thank and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank and praise God for each and every one on the line tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank and praise you, Lord, for this day. We thank and we praise you, God, for your strength on today. Thank you and praise you, Lord, for how you are moving by your spirit on this day. Father, we give you all the glory, all the honor, and we give you all the praise, Lord. Father God, we magnify your holy name. Oh, yes, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we magnify you on this day. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, bless each and every one on the line tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask you watch over our families. Protect them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. We ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, to have mercy upon those, God, that are in a hard place, Lord. Father, we ask you to encourage them, God, in encourage them as never before in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. I'm going to leave you with this little song. Hallelujah. I know prayer changes things. I know prayer changes things. Men ought to always pray and never doubt. I know prayer changes things. I know prayer changes things. Men ought to always pray and never doubt. I know prayer changes things. Praise God, hallelujah. I know prayer changes things. Men ought to always pray and never doubt, hallelujah. For I know that prayer changes things. Hallelujah, praise God. Have a blessed and beautiful night, hallelujah. Praise God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Until the next time, praise God, hallelujah. Be safe, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, yes, God, in Jesus' name, Lord, you see and you know.